You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're on the 95BFM Breakfast Show, and we have got Catalina from the Auckland Zine Fest in here this morning. Kia ora, how are you?
Hi, morena. Hey. I'm good, how are you?
Good, it's really nice to have you in the studio because last year when we spoke to you about Auckland Zine Fest, it was level something or other, and we had you on the phone.
Yeah, that was a different time, working from home, everything.
Oh yeah. A big weird time indeed, and great that we are able to talk about it in person this year. Let's start with the very basics for people who aren't sure about it. What's a zine?
So a zine is pretty much a self-made, self-published publication, and what really makes it a zine is the content. So it can be anything from your art to poetry or to activism as well, so it's a big range of genres.
Totally, and it's kind of come out of like a culture of punks and anarchism and as you say, activism as well.
Definitely. Well, I was doing some more looking into it, and even fanzines from the 1930s started with the science fiction and all that, and then in the 70s more punk rock, and then 90s with feminism and that, all that.
It's pretty amazing the history of just this like wonderful concept of being able to publish your own stuff and hand it out to people who have similar interests or are kind of trying to find friends. It's a really great connector, the zine. And is this your sixth year? How many years has the Zine Fest been running now?
Wow, it's actually been running since 2009. In 2009 it was under a different name. But this year, 2021, is a 12th anniversary Zine Fest.
That is a big party.
Yeah. I have not been a part of it since 2009. No, I was very young then. But I've been a part of it since 2018. But Sweet. There's been a lot of different members in the creative community that have helped in, pitched in. So I'm sure they all are familiar with it.
And it's had many different locations over the years as well. And it's currently hosted in a very glamorous spot. Tell us a little bit about that.
Definitely. So it's actually hosted at the Auckland Art Gallery. Luckily, they let us use that space, that atrium, and I think we've been there since 2016. So that's always good. We always collaborate with them, get to meet the people, try do some funky things with them. And it helps us. So it's such a central location as well.
Totally.
I mean, it's huge as well, and it's free for us, so that's good.
That is brilliant. So how many stall holders do you sort of end up having every year? Because it's a pretty massive group of people that get together and peddle their wares.
Yeah, it's really big. In 2019, that was the last time we had a physical IRL one. We had to split it over 2 days because we had so many stall holders. And we want to make sure we can give everyone that platform because it is free. You can apply for free and all that. And it's such a central location. We get all different kinds of people coming in, people that don't even know about Zine Fest or zines. And it's just a great space. So it's over 2 days. This year as well. It's over 2 days. And that just gives us more space and more time to have fun.
I think that is one of the loveliest things, is it has got this such a nice atmosphere. When you go to Zine Fest, it really does feel like a celebration of all these different communities that come together in this space of shared publication. What have been some of your favourite zines you've picked up over the years? I'm putting you on the spot here, I know, but like, there's so much diversity in what you can read and what you can make. What have been some ones that stick out from memory for you that you've found, discovered at the Zine Fest?
What first comes to mind is just, I love all the zines that come out from Migrant Zine Collective. Just because, like, being an immigrant myself, and dealing with the multicultural and bicultural feelings and identity issues and that, it's really nice to see, like, so many people feel the same as well.
Totally.
And they express it in a in such a range of different mediums, from photography, illustration, essays, poetry, and yeah, I just always get to read so many different cool things. And they've just released one called Anti-Racist Soup, and it's more of a book now because that's
chunky.
I got it, and it's just great. And other ones from other people, I really love just getting some comic zines and all that. Part of our team, we have Sergio Gonaga and Liam Bowen. They've been with Zine Fest for a while, and they do these great comics and just about all different themes. And yeah, it's so fun.
It is so fun. And it's not just zines you can get there as well. People have got, you know, badges that they've made. Yeah. They've got cool, like, T-shirts sometimes. All sorts of things that people have just created, you know, on their own. And I think it'll be really nice this year, as you said, to have the first one since 2019. We've had to skip a year for COVID, where people can kind of get together with that community that comes through that zine space.
Yeah.
It'll be a big celebration. So give us the dates and the times. When is it going to be happening?
So it'll be at the Auckland Art Gallery in the city centre, and it'll be in the last weekend of July. So that is Saturday the 31st of July and also Sunday the 1st of August. And on both days, we'll be having different stallholders as well as a couple for both days. But you can come along from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we're also going to have some talks too from different zine makers.
Sweet.
And yeah, it'll be good.
It'll be fantastic. Stick that one in your calendar. Thank you so much, Catalina, for coming in and speaking to us this morning.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.